Tuesday, September 21st. Staff meeting this morning, we got into quite a discussion on the whole congressional situation, particularly on the status of the Equal Rights for Women amendments, where we have a staff debate on which way to go and how to handle it. Finch arguing that we should move to take a presidential position. Timmons arguing that there's real question as to where we want our position to be. Henry was there on one of his rare times of attending and got into some discussion of foreign policy. They asked him for a report on the United Nations China ceding question, and he came up with a standard Kissinger quote that we may not win the vote, but we certainly will succeed in bringing down the Japanese government. Problem on China is that we need to do more than we have done to clearly establish our efforts to keep Taiwan in and preserve their seat. I met after the staff meeting with Harlow and Mitchell regarding the Secretary of Agriculture question. Harlow still arguing that Nunn is not the one for the job because he'll get shot down in Congress by the Democrats who are using the farm issue, and he's afraid Nunn will get cut to pieces in Washington because he doesn't understand the federal system. He feels Bellman would be the best salesman to the farmer that there is in public life and the best choice for us for farmer credibility. Also, he knows the federal system and can handle the Hill problem. Attorney General disagrees, says Bellman wouldn't be nearly as good as Nunn, and we'd lose the Senate seat. The net result was an impasse on that basis, with agreement that the key to the farmer in the long haul is, first of all, not to have a program, and secondly, just to sit and talk to them. On the vice president, both of them agree that the only possible replacement would be Conley, but that we can't do that if he doesn't switch parties, and Mitchell particularly doesn't believe Conley would take the job anyway. Mitchell feels we need Agnew as our handle to the right, and it would be a mistake to move him off now. A resignation would be too big a blow to absorb. We should instead program a scenario leading to his decision at the convention not to run, then go for the Conley move, building it up ahead of time so we're ready for it, rather than dumping it as a surprise. Harlow feels that the vice president is in complete limbo himself regarding a decision as to whether or not to run again. Both of them felt very strongly that the president should talk with the vice president with a complete open mind, not decide it, but just discuss it. The idea would be to get his views and then start building towards a decision with him involved. They do feel that we should decide soon, however. We had a discussion later in the day on the question of how to handle the international economic situation and the problem of what to do there. And the president told Henry to go ahead and pull together the group he wanted to do. That would be Kissinger, Conley, Schultz, and McCracken. He's worried about how you can do that without Peterson knowing it, but agrees that it's got to be gotten out of Peterson's hands and that this may be the best way to do it. He also told Kissinger to pull together Kissinger, Peterson, and Rogers on textiles, bringing Kennedy in if necessary. The president got back to the point of the vice president, said that he seems to feel his mission is to raise negatives, that he's never positive, and that what we really need is a cheerleader in the cabinet in that chair. Then we probably should therefore have another Conley-type cabinet meeting with Rogers clued in on the basis that we're now in a campaign and we've got to get out and sell. Also, we lay the groundwork at that meeting for the cabinet to move on to the attack side. President feels strongly that on the Secretary of Agriculture question, it can't be Bellman. He wondered about Harlow or Les Ahrens as other possibilities. Kissinger came bouncing in later, interrupting a meeting to say that something funny was going on in China, that they've had a stand down on all flights by the Chinese Air Force in the last 10 days. They've apparently canceled their October 1st parade for the first time in years, and no Chinese leader has been seen anywhere, and pictures of Mao are being taken down in public places. I immediately suggested that Mao had died, perhaps. Henry said that was a possibility, but that he thinks there may be a revolution or something, the cultural revolutionists turning on Cho, or something of that sort. He says Mao could have died, or Cho may have deified him but put him out of play, and may now be having a problem dealing with that situation. In any event, it raises questions about the trip and all, but no specific problems, at least at this point. End of September 21st.